In April 2013, SeaWorld Entertainment, Inc. was riding high. The American theme park company had completed an initial public offering that exceeded expectations, raising more than $700 million in capital and valuing the company at $2.5 billion. To many Americans, SeaWorld offers family fun amid penguins and killer whales, gushed the New York Times. The story ran with a picture of two adorable penguins waddling around the New York Stock Exchange as part of a promotional tour. 20 months later, SeaWorld Entertainment's fairy tale had become a nightmare. The stock price had plunged 60%, and CEO Jim Acheson announced that he was resigning. No adorable penguins this time. Instead, the pictures accompanying the headlines featured a giant orca. Suddenly, SeaWorld's famed killer whales were killing the company. Acheson and SeaWorld were blindsided by political risk. Not just any kind of political risk, but 21st century political risk, where the political actions of small groups or even lone individuals, supercharged by connective technologies, can dramatically impact businesses of all kinds. It all started with a Los Angeles documentary filmmaker named Gabriella Cowperthwaite, who liked taking her twins to see the orcas perform at the SeaWorld theme park in San Diego. In 2010, Cowperthwaite happened to read a tragic story about how an orca named Tillicum killed veteran trainer Don Branchot in the middle of a show at SeaWorld's Orlando park. Cowperthwaite spent the next 2 years making a low-budget investigative documentary called Blackfish, which depicted how SeaWorld's treatment of orcas harmed both the animals and their human trainers. The film cost a grand total of $76,000. Released soon after SeaWorld's initial public offering in 2013, the movie captured the attention of celebrities and quickly went viral. Actress Olivia Wilde was just one among many who took to Twitter. "Only movie I want to go see this week, Blackfish. Watch out, SeaWorld, we are on to you." Animal rights groups seized the initiative. Online petitions mounted. Public pressure grew. Musical groups including Willie Nelson, Bare Naked Ladies, Heart, and Cheap Trick canceled shows at SeaWorld. Corporations cut sponsorship ties, among them Hyundai, Panama Jack, STA Travel, Taco Bell, Virgin America Airlines, and Southwest Airlines, which had enjoyed a 26-year marketing relationship with the theme park and even painted SeaWorld animals on its airplanes. Federal regulators and California lawmakers jumped into action, investigating safety practices and proposing bills to ban orca breeding in captivity. Attendance at SeaWorld parks declined, and the company's stock price plummeted. While we often caution that correlation is not causation, two trends can occur simultaneously without one necessarily causing the other, the chart in the accompanying PDF shows that the relationship between Blackfish and SeaWorld's troubles looks pretty causal. Just before the film's release in July 2013, SeaWorld Entertainment stock was $38.92 a share. By the end of 2014, it had plunged to $15.77. A $76,000 film triggered political action at the grassroots, state, and federal levels that ended up devastating the company. In 2017, SeaWorld's stock had still not recovered, all because one woman read a story about orcas. This cascading impact of the film has been dubbed the Blackfish Effect.